Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Doug Duin, and joining me this segment is Jonna Long from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Join us as we look at issues that affect us here at home in our community and across the nation. Today, we're going to find out about suicide prevention. Jonna, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
First off, can you just tell us a little bit about the AFSP? What is it? What's the goal and how do you go about achieving it?
Yeah, so AFSP stands for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It is a not-for-profit with chapters in all 50 states of the U.S. The primary goal of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is to really combat suicide. So we do that through several different ways, advocacy, education, research are a few of the different ways. So we do advocacy at the state level and national level. And there's several different bills that we've been able to pass through that. Education, we fund a lot of different educational programs throughout, again, the state level and the national level, and all sorts of different demographics we're able to hit through those, as well as research. We put a lot of our funds into researching to help understand, why suicide happens, what the brain chemistry occurs, and ways that we can continue to prevent it and really fight against it.
So the thing that I always hear people say is if you're dealing with ideation, or maybe if you know somebody who is struggling with it, is that talk helps. Now, you have a phrase on your website that says talk away the dark. How does talking help? And secondarily, who should you be talking to?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have Talk Away the Dark, we have Talk Save Lives. And really where this concept and idea comes from is that the more that we talk about suicide, the less likely it is to occur, which is, it's interesting because I think a lot of people have the misperception that if you talk about it, it's more likely to happen. It's exactly the opposite. The more we talk about it, the more we end the stigma, and the more that we encourage people to reach out and either get help themselves or, talk to people themselves. And there's several different resources that are available to people if they need to reach out to someone. One being the 988 hotline, which we can talk a little bit more about later. But really, it's getting help from any of those hotlines, any mental health resources. There's so many great mental health resources in our community. There are other organizations that offer them as well as AFSP. But the main point being, if you're in a crisis, get help, reach out. And by talking about it more, we're actually encouraging those who are going through those crises to get the mental health help that they may need.
Yeah. And you mentioned 988. I do want to talk about that because it's been a year since it came online. So one, how is it going? Have you seen any statistics on it helping? And secondarily, why would you choose 988 over, like, traditionally people would call 911? Why is it better?
Yeah, so 988 came about last year, and it was launched to support those who are going through a mental health crisis and need some type of support. I mentioned advocacy later. This is a great example of something that we've been able to achieve through AFSP advocacy. We were at both the state and national level, actually at Congress, asking for these funds to get 988 launched. And what 988 is it's a crisis hotline that anyone can help or anyone can call if they need help. And the difference really is I call it the mental health equivalent of 911. So 911 was historically the place that people may have called when they were in some kind of mental health crisis or anyone that they knew were going through a mental health crisis. The difference really comes to when you call 988, there are a network of trained volunteer advocates or trained mental health professionals that are there to help you through your crisis. So instead of being, just the, emergency dispatch operator, which so grateful for them, we're more trained for the actual mental health side of it. So they're able to help talk you through it, offer resources, get you through that crisis is the main goal of that. And, you know, I don't have stats in front of me, but from what I do understand is so far it's been a successful program. And it's really cool because you can both either call or text the hotline and you get some type of response and get help.
So we do talk about prevention a lot, but for those listening right now who may have lost someone to suicide, how does the AFSP help? What is available to them and what would you want them to know?
Oh, yeah, we have so many resources and can help find support groups. One of the things that we actually do have coming up is our International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. It usually takes place the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and we'll be having two physical locations, at least in the Washington area, one in Linwood and one in the Mercer Island Community Center, and then a couple virtual events. But that day is really focused on healing those who have lost anyone from suicide. And it's an opportunity to bring people together for healing and support. Additionally, the Out of Darkness Walk, which is an event that's coming up, is a great place for those to come together to really honor their loved ones, as well as to gain that sense of community that you do have other people that have gone through similar instances and situations that you have. And it's a great day to come together and lean on that community that we have established.
Now, when you have someone in your life that you suspect may be dealing with suicidal ideation, are there things that you can look for? I know a lot of us, a way we deal with stress is to mask. And you often hear, you know, they were such a happy person. What, if anything, should you be aware of? And are there warning signs that are harder to see?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, one of our programs that we have with AFSP is something called Talk Saves Lives. And we do offer that as a program to either be presented to, you know, community groups, workplace groups, schools. So that's definitely a resource that's available there out there for everyone. But it does go through some of the things to be on the lookout for if you're concerned about a loved one. Some of the immediate things that come to my head are, you know, people are starting to become a little bit more withdrawn or not interested in normal activities that they typically would be. You know, if they are seeming more sad on a regular basis, those are some of the common ones, but there are several other of them. But the main things to really be here is to talk to your loved one, talk to your friend, talk to your coworker. That whole concept of bringing things out of the darkness and talk saves lives really is to make sure that you are talking to your loved one and asking them if they're okay. If it's more of a crisis type of situation where you have an immediate need, that 988 number is also a great place to call. Not if just if you're going through a crisis, but if you are concerned about someone else, that's a great place to call as well. And they can help walk you through getting someone help. But those are some of the things that you might want to look out for.
Yeah, that's good advice. For somebody listening right now who may be going through their own crisis or struggling with suicidal ideation, what would you want them to know? Where should they start when looking for help?
Great question. So I keep plugging the 988, but that's really the best place to start. It's 24/7. It's free. It's confidential. That's a great place to start. There's also a crisis text line. If you text TALK to 741-741, there's trained crisis counselors there as well. We also have a ton of resources online at afsp.org. We have resources that can help you find a mental health professional. Those are some of the things. And you know, just having a conversation with someone you trust and having an honest conversation, those are the first, you know, pieces that I would immediately recommend.
And then, of course, you do have the walk coming up. So the Out of the Darkness Walk, tell us about that. When is it? Where is it? And how do people join?
Yeah, so the Out of the Darkness Walk is on October 22nd at the Fisher Pavilion in the Seattle Center area. Check-in starts at 11, but the walk itself starts at 12. And really, it's a place for us to come together and to offer this community a way to acknowledge those who've been lost, and really offer a place of remembrance and hope and support. We can come together and have that communication about, and communication and conversation about mental health and how suicide has impacted us in the community, and really offer a glimmer of hope and talk about the ways that we're moving forward and things that we're doing to help ultimately prevent suicide. So the walk is free. Everyone who wants to join is welcome to join. And you can sign up by going to affp.org. There's a place where you can look for walks in your area, and it's going to be the Seattle Walk. And again, that's on October 22nd.
So somebody listening right now who just wants to get involved and help out with the AFSP in general, one, what are you looking for as far as needs of volunteers or help, and how would they get involved?
That is a great question, and a question I love hearing. So there's so many different volunteer opportunities out there. We are always looking for people to help with advocacy, help with volunteer coordination itself, help plan and participate in the events such as the Out of Darkness Walk, which we do have multiple that are happening across the state. So it's not just in the Seattle area. For any listeners that are outside of the immediate Seattle area, we're looking for volunteers to become trained in our Talk Saves Lives presentations. And we offer that in multiple languages now. So those are some of the immediate things. In terms of getting involved for, you know, reaching out for volunteering, you can always reach out to our Washington State Chapter Representative Molly Lyons. I don't know if there's a way to include a link there, but that's one way. Or honestly, reach out to me and I'm happy to help out. My information is listed on the Seattle, Washington Out of the Darkness Walk page as well.
So before I let you go, what do you have any final thoughts, any one lasting message that you would like to leave us with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest piece really is to know that you're not alone, whether you're struggling or going through any suicidal ideations, or if you've lost a loved one to suicide, you're not alone. There is a strong community out there. And our goal really is to end the stigma of talking about suicide, of understanding suicide. So come out and join us for the walk. If you can't make it for the walk, reach out to us and get involved. You know, we're more than happy to point you in the right direction, but there's so many resources out there to help.
And where can we go to learn more?
AFSP.org.
Jonna, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much, and look forward to seeing you at the walk.
Yeah, I will be there. And thank you for listening. Conversations is a public affairs program of this station.